Good morning. The low pressure center and its associated front that brought the rain to the region yesterday has now cleared off the eastern seaboard. In its wake, a northwesterly wind flow has brought temperatures back down closer to seasonable levels, and we're starting off this morning mainly in the 20s and lower to mid 30s. Skies also cleared out, and we will enjoy a good amount of sunshine this morning, and this afternoon some of that sun will mix with cloud cover as a weak disturbance approaches from the west. Still, it'll remain dry through the day, and with that northwest breeze persisting, high temperatures will be in the more seasonable lower and middle 40s. That disturbance will quickly scoot through tonight with mostly cloudy skies, but the weather will stay dry, and overnight lows will dip back into the 20s to around 30. This will lead to another mostly sunny day on Thursday, some clouds mixing in during the afternoon, and a bit milder readings with highs reaching into the lower 50s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a stronger disturbance emerging out of the lower and mid-Mississippi Valley through the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes and heading in our direction for the day on Friday. Skies will quickly cloud over on Thursday night, and by the time the sun comes up on Friday, rain will have moved into the region. And right now, it looks like off and on showers will be persistent throughout the day on Friday as temperatures reach into the mid-50s. The system will clear through the region on Friday evening and will dry out overnight, leaving us with a dry weekend. And cooler temperatures will build in as well on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds and a northwest breeze back to the lower to mid 40s, and mostly sunny and a bit chilly on Sunday with highs in the lower 40s. We'll go through this cycle again next week with sunshine giving way to increasing clouds on Monday in the mid 40s before showers arrive again on Tuesday with highs in the lower 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the weather pattern across the United States will get a bit more active this week. Much needed rain has spread into the southwestern United States ahead of a cyclone approaching from the eastern Pacific. This first wave of moisture is bringing occasional heavy rain across Southern California and into the desert southwest, where the risk for flash flooding is marginal to slight through tonight. During the day, the system is forecast to become more diffused, and as it edges toward the coast, precipitation will begin to wane. The bulk of the moisture will move farther inland across Arizona with a slightly lower chance for heavy rain. However, a second wave of moisture is expected to move toward the desert southwest from northern Mexico tomorrow. This will once again increase the potential for flash flooding tomorrow evening as the chance of heavy rain increases area-wide. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 10 degrees on a northwest wind at 64, gusting to 71 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 49 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 37 degrees, the dew point 25, 62% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 13 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.11 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of zero at Seagull, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-50s, Boston a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy skies with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 63 degrees, the low 44, the average temperature 54, that's 21 degrees above normal. 0.15 of an inch of rain yesterday, no snowfall, still just 1/10 of an inch for the month, which is 4.5 inches below normal. And 42.4 inches for the season, which is 9.1 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 42 degrees. The average low, 24. The record high, 70, set in 1977. And the record low, 10 below zero, in 1939. Sunrise this morning, 7:13 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:57 p.m., 11 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 20s. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s to around 30. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds back to the lower 50s. Cloudy with rain likely on Friday in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cooler Saturday, lower to mid-40s. Mostly sunny, lower 40s on Sunday. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds but dry on Monday in the mid-40s. And mostly cloudy with the chance of showers coming back into the region Tuesday in the lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.